Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Howdy.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
How's it going, everybody?
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
It's a me.
Paul actually did an order. I did not get put last again.
That was just High five. Just to screw with you, and it was definitely successful last time. So, any housekeeping to do before we get into things?
No, we covered the level up last time.
Yep.
Which level 16 is great for us.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. You're going to miss that next time.
Our heroes will never die.
That is untrue. And I
No, that's the name of my new ability.
Heroes never die?
Yeah.
For a price.
Nah, in this case, it would be my minions never die. Hey, you guys are minions, right? I'm the one in charge?
Apparently.
Banana.
I don't think that's how that is, but you do you, boo-boo.
Banana.
All right, so favorite candy.
You're so mean.
How is that mean? That's not even hard.
Yeah, it is.
Eric Candy.
Well, I know Blastars. Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks. I knew it. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Art?
For Blastar?
Whatchamacallit? I understand.
Oh, whatchamacallit? They're delicious.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, whatchamacallit?
What's it called?
Exactly.
Is it just because it's fun to say, or is it also because you like how it tastes?
I do like them. Yes.
Yeah, same here. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it's my top 10 for sure. Rob.
Reese's for Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fortunately, I've been avoiding sweets.
Uh-huh.
They make keto-friendly Reese's. I had the one I was on keto. Seriously, they taste like 90% as good.
Yeah, most sugar-free candies taste horrid.
Yeah.
It's not. They're delicious. They're by Russell Stoven. Also, you can get Fat Bomb ones that are even better than regular ones.
Okay.
Look up Reese's Chocolate Fat Bombs. They're delicious.
All right. So if it's not Pop Rocks, what is it?
Well, I had to actually look something up. Thanks, Paul.
Mexican candies?
Yeah. I'm going to butcher this, so I apologize. let's see. What's a good one here?
So moving past Mike, Natalie.
Yeah.
No. Do you need a moment to figure out how to say it?
That would be nice.
Is it like candy-coated scorpion just because it...
That would be funny. That would actually be great, but that's not what I'm looking at right now.
All
right,
Natalie?
Luna's is Skittles. Obviously, taste the rainbow.
Fair.
Okay.
And Natalie's?
Natalie's is a toss-up between Reese's and Kit Kats. High five.
I did not know that about Kit Kats.
I like Kit Kats that much, yeah.
I
notice when we ever get the big bag of Halloween candy, do you notice how I always pick the one that has Reese's and Kit Kats in it?
Yeah, but I also eat most of the Kit Kats, so I'm a little guilty. I thought you didn't like those.
You know, we talked about candy before, too.
Yeah.
Kit Kats.
I do remember Kit Kats, talking about Kit Kats. So, Mike, what's your answer now?
Oh, it's, I want to go with, where is it? There it is. I am going to horribly mispronounce this.
You want to spell it, and then I'll tell you how to pronounce it?
What, do you want to ask Google how to pronounce it?
No.
But they even
do you remember how many times you did that in the early episodes and we wanted to hit you with a stick?
No.
I still do.
I don't remember it anymore. I get hit in the head too many times.
I don't remember anything anymore.
Art's like, I think Mike cut that out each time because I don't remember.
Yes, very much so.
It was a long cut, I remember.
Revolcaditas? It's a candy with chili powder.
Okay. I have seen those. I've never eaten one. But okay. And what's yours?
Yes.
Damn it, I knew your answer was going to be, I should have just said
anything that doesn't, I'm quite the opposite. I don't like having spice in foods. So, yeah, give me something sweet.
Yeah.
Generally, something fruit flavored is good.
Like Skittles.
Yeah.
You know your Skittles addiction you had?
Oh, yeah, that's a story for another time.
All right. I'll wait for between episodes
heard
for that.
Story.
All right. So, can I get a quick recap from Rob?
No.
All right. Mm-hmm. Natalie?
No.
All right. Art?
Come on. Say no. Do it. It'd be so much fun. Yes!
Mike?
Why?
We need a recap.
Because your last one up.
Yeah, but you could do the recap.
So you say no. Damn it.
We raided Jaguar King's compound. We got the mask back. We stole a bunch of his crap. To return to the capes. We stole a couple of his cars and a couple of his boats, and then he tried to attack me psychically, so I used power word kill.
And he died.
What? He dead.
And Natalie didn't know that part.
What?
Or Bright Force.
Bright Force still does not know that.
What? They're sleeping, right?
Yes.
He just reincarnated them with his brain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got reincarnated too. Yeah.
His brain restarted. Got it. That makes sense.
You attack my family, you get what's coming to you.
It's the system reset from Cyberpunk.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's real. It's the other one.
No.
All right.
And honestly, I could not remember, so that's why I said no.
I was struggling. I was like, I know it was like a big like RP session, and then like it was like a skill thing afterward. That's what I remembered.
Yep. But we made it back to the resort.
Pink Sands.
Yep. And I think we called it a night.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was it.
Oh, there was a little bit earlier on. I got the upgrade to my soda.
Super bang! Now it's nuclear fallout.
No, it's been nuclear fallout for a while.
So what was it?
It's Zaiwata Cutley's Nuclear Fallout, which I need to talk to Bang about, you know, branding that, or specifically just Nuclear Fallout as a soda for them to make a new suit, you know, one that I can actually, like...
monetize?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, fair. All right, so we're going to roll right into it. You guys wake up in the morning, you know, feeling rested and refreshed. You got, you know, a pair of boats out at the jetty, and what'd you do with the cars? I think you left the cars behind.
No, we teleported them.
Ah, you're right. Because of the upgraded teleport from Mr. Shinsoku.
I am the bus,
yeah.
So where'd you send the cars to? You send them back to your apartment, right?
To the
underwater garage.
Yep.
All right. So, and what'd you do with the boats? Send them there too? Or are they just
at the
jetty?
No, we're sitting at the...
the jetty?
They're sitting at the resort.
Yeah, and there
we
is...
We drove them back to the resort, and we're like, okay, we don't have a place for these just yet.
They're like, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, it's included in your fee to have a boat per room, so you guys are good.
Cool. Anybody want to go out on the boat?
But yeah, so, you do know that Boom Saint is in Mexico City
somewhere, so we're going to have to go looking for her.
So you guys are headed back. It's about 300 miles back to Mexico City, but...
Yeah, we can make close the up looping pretty quickly. Trip.
Or a
teleport.
Or a snap.
Yeah.
I think you have extra teleports now.
You think?
If it's not Shinsoku teleporting, I'm like, what's wrong? You feel it okay? Do like a head check? You just going to snap yourselves back?
I mean,
after a good night's rest.
Oh, and yeah, you get a nice breakfast. Yeah, you get a nice breakfast, and you know, you meet with your friends, and they're basically like, "Hey, we're really enjoying our time here. You do you. Just
hand them the keys to the boat. Don't get lost."
Our cousin's like, "Yes, I'm gonna do like a pyrotechnics display off the back of this thing."
No, we give the keys to Shade.
He says, "Understood," and he just pockets the keys. And he gives this knowing look to...
You can still do the pyrotechnics display, just you can't be the one driving it.
And if he looks at Shade, Shade goes, fair.
And we don't have insurance on these yet, so we gotta get that.
You hear Jen say, I've already insured them in your names.
Have you transferred the titles also?
Under the Vanguard, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome! We got boats! Oh my god, we could board the swashbucklers from the boat! Would you not love that?
Instead of having to wait for it to go to the dock, because they do have it does go really slow.
We could dress up as pirates.
Oh my god! Imagine.
All right, so they're enjoying their time, their vacation. They're like, the food's phenomenal. The entertainment's great. They've got fire dances that come out, you know, and they've got a water show. They've got a super control, like, who could talk to fish and stuff. So it's pretty awesome. You guys are missing out. But then you're like, now we're doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Oh, no, I definitely did some crazy shit.
Yeah, you guys make your way back to Mexico City. Do you snap or do you jump?
I teleport there.
Now,
you need your bigger charges.
Question.
Saved up for later.
Okay.
Paul.
Okay. Yes, Natalie.
Because I know that they can teleport using an item. Would I have had the foresight to grab something of hers?
Of whose?
Of Boonsane's.
Do you have the note? Does that count?
Does the note count?
You've never tried. You could do an arcana to try and find out.
Would I be the person to ask? Would I be the person to be like, hey, so you know how you guys always say that we use the thing to teleport to the person? So I have this photo with, and then I do a flip of her handwriting. If we use this, would it teleport to her? What do you think? Roll. I don't think my +4 would do it.
21 for me.
There you go.
I assume you're aiding him, so you're just rolling with his plus, right?
That was with my own plus.
Roll with his plus, not yours.
He 16, rolled an 8. He 16, rolled 16 plus 17.
Did you increase your intelligence yet to 24?
Yes.
Then
it was 17 before.
Be 8 plus 18 then.
No, it should be
no,
17.
No, that's right. 17. Yeah, it was 16 before. He's right.
16. It's 17
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah, so hurts.
You said 16 to me, so I was confused.
Yeah.
He rolled a 16.
Oh, okay.
All right, so 33.
Yeah.
You could do it, but you'd need to do an arcana check to like pull the essence out, essentially, to like materialize it, essentially. But yes.
Yeah, we could. Okay. But I still think that her ego will be her downfall.
Okay.
Huh? Like, I get what you're saying, but...
Oh, you don't think we could make a big enough attraction to get her to...
Come to us.
Come to us?
When we can just teleport directly in on her without her knowing?
Maybe a pyrotechnics show in Mexico City?
I have a terribly great idea.
Are we going to use...
you have Fabricate, right? You think
I can.
Do you think you can make El Combustion's mask? Or we can get a version of it somewhere down here?
Oh, I'm sure that's probably...
I apparently look enough like him that a lot of the
no, to be clear, you saw that shit in like a grocery store. Like,
yeah, okay.
A really cheap version, but you could find them all over.
All right.
No, wait, hold on. No, he's banned from down here. No. Yeah, you can find it, but it's harder to find, but yeah.
We go to a...
He's not good, loved here anymore.
A Goodwill.
No,
Goodwill.
No. It's easy.
No easy.
Hey, Jen.
Yes.
Can we get a delivery of an El Combustion mask and costume?
What size?
Mine.
Size for Rico.
Understood.
Thank you.
The speedy delivery people will be there in... Or are you in Mexico City yet?
No.
Pink Sands.
We're still at the resort.
It should be there in about 35 minutes.
Cool. So we put on a show that El Combustion has returned to Mexico City to help with the rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I don't look nearly as muscular as he did, but...
Oh, no, it comes in. It's a muscle suit.
Oh, that's nice.
With pads and everything. And
let's check.
And it comes flying in on a drone that looks a little bit like Falcon. And it just drops a box which then spouts a parachute and lands in the sand outside, about 8 feet from your feet. And you get a text message. Sorry about the missed aim. We were aiming to get it right next to you.
It's
all good.
Right, the performance of the drone pilot.
Hey, Paul, can I do something?
And it is a drone pilot. It's obviously someone who was flying it because they did like a corkscrew then shot off.
Paul, can I do something?
Yes.
With probably. With flavor
Talk to
of
me.
A spell. Which is enhance ability, but do bull strength on him. Would it give him muscles?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Cool. We may need to wait till before the performance
obviously.
To do so. But.
Yeah, but we don't. You don't have to. Someone won't be like, hey, wait, that's someone in a costume.
I can't give you information on this. You tell me what you're doing, and then you'll do it.
Yeah.
I know what her triggers are. I know. What she is doing right now, and I cannot give you any more information without spoiling it.
I still think we should just appear in on her.
No, we know. Yes, I think that would be great, but having her go, you know, showing up to take on El Combustion, and then finding us there.
You
instead.
Also know that the well.
They already know. She already knows we're here.
She didn't seek she him out know. Last time. Yeah. He sought her out.
True.
She ran away as fast as she could when he got there.
You're right.
That just, I don't want you guys to waste time on that.
Would there be online a costume of our father's costume?
No.
There wouldn't?
Okay. Morningstar? No, he's not well enough known.
Yeah.
What is he? What
could
is,
we design one, get one made?
Quickly, yeah.
No. No, it takes at least a day. At least 24 hours from the time you ordered it.
Oh, damn, I wish I had.
Because you, I mean, you could do it with Fabricate. But even still, it wouldn't last forever. It would only last a couple hours at max.
Yeah. Or we just pop in on her and, you know, surprise round.
We can do that. I'm not completely, you know.
I think the performance would be great, but yeah, we wouldn't. El Combustion there would not make her want to stay.
Could I do a history check of to see maybe if I would know what her triggers would be?
No.
Of, like, what would make her upset enough to be up here in front of us?
Yes, you can. Sure, you can roll it.
Is it history?
Just roll straight wisdom. Roll insight.
Insight. 11 plus 5 for
16. Your mom was so, in front of other people, she was so level-headed that it would take something egregious to get her to jump out. Now, in private, she snapped at the slightest thing.
Okay.
So it would really depend on where her head is at.
Okay.
Because she's been mentally messed with.
I was going to say, she could be in a moment where she is young self. Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
Should we try a fireworks display?
I doubt I'll burn
it. Nah, let's just go ahead and just see if we can get right to her.
Also, remember, I'm not allowed back in Mexico City right now.
This is true. But I also have fireworks, that's why.
Gee, just like somebody else.
Yeah, it's because I look like him.
Correct. And you're descended from him, and they know that.
Yeah, well, she, you know, they know she's descended from him, too, so.
Yeah, so she wouldn't be allowed in either. But you look like him, but she doesn't. So yeah. You have more of a leeway. Bright Force does.
Right.
So is there like I could put on a disguise or something?
Roll.
I'm not in costume. As I said, we're wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
You could use a disguise kit.
I don't think I have that one.
I might.
She actually might.
Yeah. As Bard, probably.
Maybe.
I think I might have just been.
Oh,
like,
I do have disguise kit.
I was gonna say one of
we
us
can work together does. On that.
I help you out.
So, we'll work up a disguise so that I'm not as obviously.
Are you doing that before? Are you going to do it before popping in on her, or like?
I mean, if we're just popping in on her, then
that's what I thought you were doing. Then why would you bother with the disguise?
We'll have it ready so that afterwards, if we don't.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess I'm ready if you are.
Yep.
Terrorist note.
5% chance of failure, I think. Or is it none with an item? I'm going to say it's tangential. I'm going to 5% chance of failure.
All right, but let's pop up any buffs we want first.
Okay, so.
I think it's a little bit more.
Bardic Inspiration.
For each one of us?
Is given to you.
You got 10 of those, so.
I mean, does everyone else need one?
Everyone gets one.
Everyone gets one.
Sure.
So flip your Bardic Inspiration coins to purple.
Apply. And then there's
some. Is it purple?
Enamel.
Blue. It's blue.
Are you sure?
That was purple.
Okay, well.
It's blue.
It's a really dark blue. That could be purple.
You could also haste yourself, Natalie.
I'm prepping Mind Sliver.
Okay.
I'm casting haste on myself.
Okay.
This becomes problematic when they, cast stun.
Well, if it's with an associated object, there is no chance.
That's why I said a 5% because it's older.
Okay.
Natalie, you can haste yourself too if you want.
You can allow your OD 20 just be a 1 if you want, just because it's a 5%.
I got a 14.
You're fine. All right.
I will also activate. No, I'll do it once we're there.
All right. You guys gather around Shinsoku, and he snaps it. What does your teleport look like? It used to be like a silver phoenix that flew. What does it look like now? That was samurai crap. I never asked. But what is your teleport? Or is it just like you dissolve into water, then you zap away?
Yeah, that's
fog, and it just disperses.
I was actually thinking, the water comes up and around, and it just collapses down. And
yeah, I love it. All right, so
can anyone do that like little leg thing where like you open your mouth and it makes a little drop?
All right, so as he gives the two fingers to himself. So, you guys teleport in, and rather than landing in front of Boom Saint, which you would land like right on top of her, you are standing in a church, the nave of a church. It's the morning, so it looks like a small congregation, and there's someone, giving a sermon in Spanish as you guys arrive, on the right edge of the nave. There's a door there that looks like it is... Even without the tech magic up, you can tell the bitch is warded.
Okay.
And everyone goes, Dios mío! And that it is all women.
Okay.
And they're all wearing habits. They're all very... I'll give you two guesses where you are.
It's a convent.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Yeah. And you see a convent of La Visitation. So, you guys are standing in a nave. You're in a... Le convent, hold on, it's convent of the visitation, which I looked it up, it is not spelled in Spanish, it's just convent of the visitation. This is a real convent, I'm not making this part up. and there is a there's an obvious abbess who's the person in charge of an abbey or of a nunnery, or I think actually it's a sister superior,
mother superior,
mother superior. So the mother superior is like bearing down on you.
Can make a perception to find.
I would like to use emotional sense to, you know, try and distinguish one that's different from the rest. I expect there to be surprise. I expect there to be maybe a little bit of fear, but I'm looking for something like anger or so, recognition.
Okay, so emotions you're going to see. It's primarily surprise.
I figured that one.
There's a couple who are like
confused.
But more than a few confused. There's the fear. There's like one particular like group of like five or six ladies are like deathly afraid. Obviously, some kind of you can and you can feel the emotional trauma. They're obviously here for a reason. The sister, the mother superior, who's charging toward you, she is full of righteous anger, which you've identified, which you can I've identify. Seen before. Yeah, there's nothing. That no one here looks angry except for her, and then the priest looks the priestess, you know, the person giving the
annoyed.
Yeah, mildly irritated, like you've interrupted my sermon. So the mother superior is bearing down on you.
Okay,
and she says,
"Can I get a perception? Because we just appeared in there, I am hasted."
Yeah,
it looks like I'm not using my prepared.
Yeah. I was gonna say, good thing you didn't prepare a leveled spell.
Yeah.
And remember, I do have true sight.
Yes, you can roll perception.
12 plus my big number.
Okay. There's a literal angel hanging off her shoulders. Like, an actual, like...
Oh, you're talking guardian, superior?
Guardian angel hanging off her
27.
Shoulder. 27. Yeah. There, your true sight, only reason you see it, there's a literal guardian angel hanging off her shoulder. Like, one of the very, very lesser ones, the ones that are still allowed to touch mortals. Just kind of chilling with her. Looks at you. It gives you like an up nod.
What's up?
That's about it.
And I will tell to the group, I don't see her anywhere.
He was specifically looking
at... For Boom Saint.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that was an oddity he would have noticed. No one else here would have noticed.
Yeah.
And she stalks up, and she's tall, like 6'1". Like, for a woman, she's really tall. Mm-hmm. But she's built out like a probably a boxer, maybe.
Okay.
And her hair is bound up. She's got dark black hair bound up in a bun under that you can kind of see peeking out underneath her habit.
Okay.
And she but the thing is, for Mother Superior, she's young. Me, I mean, 35, but like ish or mid 30s. But
before we carry on, there is one brief little thing Rico will send to Luna mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Mom say she wanted to put you in a convent?
Military school.
I'm sure at one point
there probably was. She was like a military school, but I feel like that has happened once or twice.
Yes, it has.
I'm gonna turn around and look at the door and see if I can figure out what the wards are.
Roll Arcana with your busted plus.
Oh, I only got a 13 plus 17 for a 30.
Any better?
No help.
Okay.
When so, I go to help you, I roll low.
So, what you see is. They're all wards against mental intrusion. They're wards against, like, wards against evil. Like, essentially, I think magic circle against evil. Evil and good, but nix the good part, just evil. And, this is probably 8th level casting, if not 9th. I mean, this is heavy-duty shit.
Along with permanence and...
It is... There is a serious ward on this door, and you get the distinct impression it's probably throughout this whole whatever's behind this. And if you listen closely, put that perception, Rob, you'll also have heard like chorus music coming from inside it, like the sound of soft church bells and a choir singing, even though the choir's out here and they're not singing. And it's just, yes, Natalie?
How many exits are there? Or is it just the one? Yeah.
You know that there's the one everyone comes in, and it's probably one back at the apps.
The way that I'm viewing it, is it's actually like a church?
It's a church.
There would be two.
Depending, two. This is a convent. It's a little different, but there is definitely a room in the back. Like there's a door off the back where the priest gets
Can
ready.
Can I roll something to see?
And that's where you are.
That's where
you're
door
off to the right.
Like a door was like swung open for someone to like run away.
No, you don't see anything like that.
Okay.
And neither does Mr. Perception over here.
Yeah, he rolled really stupid high, and there's nothing.
I only rolled a 12.
I didn't know if it was because he would have just been stunned by seeing that, and he couldn't see anything else.
No.
Okay.
And all of you are going to get this feeling of, like, peace and a desire not to do harm. And this is this place is hallowed.
She was... Natalie was talking about preparing calm emotions.
It's like a perpetual one of those here. And you feel yourselves, like... With her plus to charisma, you're not feeling any it didn't affect you.
Yeah.
But you do feel a sense of like warmth and protection here. This is a good place. Like you could cast a Word of Recall to get here.
If I was still a cleric.
I'm like a cleric could cast it like just by looking at it, be like, oh yeah, that's safe, that's home. Snap to it.
So she storms up to us.
Storm. She's like obviously had a life before this, and
I will try to go in front of the group and take a knee and start saying, "Forgive us, Mother Superior. We were attempting to follow a cowl. The teleportation spell led us here."
There's no one of danger here. I'm sorry. Hold on. How would she phrase that?
What language is she speaking?
Perfect English.
Okay. I guess that would depend on what language. Demon here started
in. I guess, yeah.
It would be in English.
Yeah, in perfect English.
I don't have every language understood or spoken anymore.
So she says, there's no one you need to worry about here.
Ah, yes, but she is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
I'm going to then tell to the group, the way she's phrasing it doesn't mean our target isn't here.
Correct. Mother Superior, we seek to aid the person that we are looking for. We do not seek to... harm them.
Judging from the veritable arsenal that you're sporting, I don't believe you're being truthful. And the angel on her shoulder is like nodding, like, yeah.
I don't even have my sword out, so that's offensive.
Also, if she rolls insight, I am not lying.
No, but she did roll insight, and she got a 23.
I know my intention. And you know my intention.
Yes. But she's basically, you guys came in loaded for bear.
Yeah.
And I will take what weapons I have and place the, take them off. I will.
Not in God's house. They'll sully the ground they land upon.
Oh, fine. Put them in Bob.
She says, there's no need for that. Just please leave.
How about you give her
the
name?
The woman that we seek.
May I have the note, please?
Needs assistance.
And I hand him the note.
She has suffered. She needs help.
That's why she's here. No, she knows you know. That's why she's here. Here, she can be her true self.
I am going to regret this, aren't I?
Yes.
Yes.
I can...
Oh, God. Okay.
No.
I'm wondering what your art's thinking. After Mike says what he says, I want to know what he's thinking.
I kind of want to know what he's thinking, too.
My thought is you're going to mind scan, find her, and just take Palmer.
No, she realizes she's been manipulated, and she's here to try to get it fixed.
Yeah.
What if we try, it's my mom. I'm trying to find her.
Well, the other thing is, what did the note say again?
It said something about...
I'm not me. I don't know what. I don't.
I don't know what's going on. I'm scared. I'm sorry for everything. I'm so sorry for everything.
I'm sorry I've hurt. I'm sorry the person in the picture hurt you.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's here because the wards behind there are preventing.
Yeah, Mother Superior, I have ways of helping bring forth her true self and remove the influences that were poisoning her mind. That is why. I wanted to come here to help my mother.
And she kind of takes like a step back, and she looks up into the left, which you guys don't know why, but she's
Demon does.
Yes, yep. But Demon.
I give another head nod.
And you get an impression like if you fucking say anything, it will be bad for you. Like
I don't give another head nod.
and that is your true intention.
Yeah.
And the angel looks down and goes like kind of gives like a shrug almost. So, like, it floated forward so she wouldn't have to look that far up. And kind of shrugs, and she goes, how about this? Join me in my office, and we'll have a conversation. But we've interrupted Sister Melanie's sermon long enough.
Thank you.
So she leads you back down the hallway, and out the door to the sanctuary, and you know then there's it takes a left, and there's like an office right there. She leads you in. There's seats for probably 7 or 8 people, like scattered around the thing, and then there's a desk, and then there's a finely crafted wooden chair behind it that she takes a seat in and says, "Please sit."
So this will be a first. Rico actually will sit.
Oh, wow. Oh my god! Damn, sure.
Can you check to see if there's any magic going on him?
There is not.
He's being influenced.
No, he's wanting to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. Luna, delete that picture or you will not find all of your things.
And then you see her phone and it has all contacts and then the picture and then she's like... Fine. Delete.
She only sent it to Charlie, which you don't know.
Yeah.
So I do ask Boreal and Ethereal if they know Mother Superior's friend there personally or not.
Not our branch.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah. Different. Shall we say different holy parentage?
I'm gonna say. I think I know the answer, but I will do a pulse while we were still in the church. I figure all of it's empty.
It is empty, it is clean, and it's the first time you've ever gotten, like, truly no bad vibes at all.
Yeah.
You get, like, it's refreshing almost. Like, if you were down any hit points, you gain a few. Like, it's really good.
Did it bounce off the wards?
It pinged off that ward harder than shit, though. Like, it bounced back twice as far. Like, it was a rebuff.
Ooh. Yeah, kind of figured.
How big is the area the ward is covering itself?
You would have no idea.
Because we haven't seen the outside of the church or the convent?
Partly.
So, yes, Rico is sitting.
And she looks at you and says, "She came to us in a fugue state, stumbling, and said, 'Help me, mother. Help me, mother. Help me.' And speaking like a child. She had a bad wound on her chest and... Another bad wound on her neck, as well as multiple bruises up and down her entire body. We took her in, and she started to get violent, so we used some methods to calm her down, and then eventually the church bell started ringing, and she went back to how she was before.
Okay.
And then we found out that church bells would do it, as well as choir music. Oh. From true believers, we had a group of guests come in and they didn't work.
Okay.
And she's been living in that room ever since.
I see.
There's a it's where a visiting priest would a priestess would live in there.
AKA through the ward.
Mm-hmm. No, I figured that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. AKA she is confirmed in the warded area, mm-hmm. basically.
Yes.
She was
pretty, absolutely.
She's very clear about that. We opened the door enough to send in food and to retrieve plates.
Okay.
And even then, they sometimes come through shattered.
Well, she has similar powers to abilities to myself.
We understand how sparks work.
Yes.
We've had more than a few ladies join us when trying to reconcile their newfound abilities.
We are not here to seek punishment for anyone. We are simply seeking to help her specifically.
That's a truly noble goal, but I don't see how you could aid her. The darkness within her is so strong. Whenever it's not suppressed, she's like an entirely different person.
I understand. May I show you what I intend to do?
You lean your hand forward, and she puts her hand forward as well, and the angel's right behind her. this will be through a conversation. You won't know the third part's there.
Yep.
That's like having a conversation for me, except for it's four-way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I will reach out telepathically and start talking to her and talk her through the process of what is going to happen and show her that this is happening.
And she's
going
to flash back, and she says, "This is what it looked like." And she flashes you a short scene, probably no more than 30 seconds long, of Boom Saint Maria stumbling up to the convent, just beaten and bloody. This is probably where she's been since her fight with her father.
No.
No.
Because she sent us the video message for our birthday.
This is probably timing lines up. It's like less than a week after that.
So she got in another fight
and she came in beaten, bloodied, brute, like just messed up. Mm-hmm. They took care of her, and as soon as she woke up, she tried to kill like all of them. But then the bell started ringing,
and that put it,
and that knocked it down. It's like the vibration of it and the intent behind it. And but you see that whenever it stops, it's like it's less than 30 seconds before it kicks back in, before the other personality jumps in.
Okay.
She said that we've had our best healers come in and try and reconcile it, but none of them have been able to do anything.
Well, my intent is to remove the memories, remove the poison in her mind.
And, Damon, you see the angel, like, on her shoulder, like, bobbing its head, like, that's a good idea. And she sees out of the corner of her eyes, she says, I'll let you through. And you, daughter. But everyone else must stay outside.
I appreciate that you are willing to let us help her.
And, you have, young Rico. I assume you gave your real name.
Yeah. I have nothing to hide.
You have, there's a pass for you to be here because of why you're here. To the other men, I'm sorry, but your presence is not welcome here. Now, there is a portion of the convent that is co-ed.
I will be happy to step outside the grounds. I understand.
If you could go to that direction, there's actually a nice open courtyard where some of the ladies go and visit their family members when they come to town.
What's the exact distance? I'll get us right there without interrupting anyone else.
I actually have a sister waiting outside to take you there.
Before they go, we'll take whatever weaponry we have on us and give it to them to carry out, because this is not a place for weapons.
I trust both of you, and then they fall immediately.
Yeah, they can't lift your sword.
No, but Bob.
And we can hear Bob.
So, but yeah, including the long, long forgotten scatter blaster that I somehow still have.
Yeah?
Like, oh yeah. There you go.
Falcon, be a good boy.
Falcon's not with you.
He's always with me.
No,
Falcon's not with you.
He's not.
He's still in Riverside City.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's chilling. He's keeping an eye on your family.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
I protect.
I'm a good boy.
Falcon is a good boy. But
you get a text message every day, like an update on things that it protected them from.
I disintegrated a squirrel.
She's reading it and she's just like, oh my god, my family's in that much trouble every day? And then Shade's like, no, they're never in that much trouble. What is he doing?
Yeah, basically.
It was one of the care squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
The care operatives that got turned into a squirrel.
Throwing acorns at the apartment.
Fuck you. Thank you.
And then Falcon just disintegrates it.
No, Falcon just like knocked it off the building.
No, it captures it with his claws and eats it.
No, just knocked it off with his wing.
His machinery.
He's like, I don't even need to do this.
No, I just used the wing and just bitch slapped it off the building.
Fun thing about squirrels, they can survive their terminal velocity.
Yes, they can.
Mm-hmm.
So it came back again today.
Hence, upgrading to disintegrate.
In any case.
But yeah, so the courtyard is very nice. There's a bunch of tables with like umbrellas set up, and there's a couple of ladies talking. There's a section of the church is on, so no one's there. It's totally empty. There's a couple like cars sitting outside that are with closed gates, like they're waiting to be let in. Obviously, they come after church to see their loved ones.
Yep. I will use the opportunity to stretch out my wings.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you gotta show off, huh?
And you hear, oh, Angel. I don't know what Angel is in Spanish, but...
Angelis.
Is it?
Yeah. Angelis. Los Angeles is the city of angels.
Angelis. And there's a bunch of like pictures, like snap pictures. So you know, to the Boom Saint Children.
Team Flashbang.
To Team Flashbang, you are led back in. You guys talk with her for a while. You get to know Lupe. She is, or her name is Lupe Delgado. She said that she's been here since she was 17. She was a boxer a kickboxer in the States, and she got into an underground fighting ring.
Ah.
And she may or may not, she admits to killing 6 people in those fights. And then she found, and then her mother found a way to get her here where she would be safe because she was being hunted by the law.
Okay.
But she has political asylum because, or religious asylum. She can't leave, like, ever.
Okay.
For any reason. If she does, she could be arrested. She could be extradited. Yep. So, and she worked her way up to become the Mother Superior because the past Mother Superior saw that she was truly dedicated.
Okay.
And she says, you're welcome to do what you would like, but if you harm her, God's wrath will be upon you. And you can feel the weight of those words.
Yeah.
Like, not a Gius, but like something. A promise? Like it's like promise with more weight than she had, than she should have as a 35-year-old kickboxer.
Yeah, like that thing that was hovering over her that Devin didn't tell us about.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Like there was a behind it. Hmm. So you guys are led back through to the nave, to the sanctuary, over to the nave, and then you're the door is here, and she hands you a big ass brass key, which you wouldn't know, but there's tons of runes on it, like glowing.
I have Arcana,
but you can't see magic without detect magic cast.
Okay.
And she explains that you need to tap it in these 3 spots on the door first to deactivate the wards for 6 seconds.
And then, open the door.
You open the door. Mm-hmm. And she says, leave the key in the door. Someone outside will lock it. Understood. I will lock it and then take the key out.
Understood.
So I'm not going to make you roll to slip in. You open the door and you open the door and slip inside. And you enter into a pretty well-appointed apartment.
Okay.
I mean, it's Spartan, but there's a dresser, there's a bed, there's like a dressing mirror, and there's a door leading off to what looks like a bathroom, and then there is the only modern thing in this room besides like the light fixtures is a single incredibly rugged looking speaker,
like which is playing the
which is playing very soft but obviously very like crystal clear church music.
Okay.
And then as you hear it says, straight from the Vatican.
Oh.
This is, you know, and then this is insert song name here, and then it goes. And curled up on the bed with her knees pulled up to her chest and her head like a pillow held up against her is your mother.
Okay.
She looks just whooped. Just like the bags under her eyes are a mild leap. And just, it almost more than a little bit looks like a junkie who's strung out.
Okay.
Which I think everyone here knows what that roughly means and looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I will carefully approach and.
She scurries back against the headboard and just like terrified.
I will.
You shouldn't be here. I'm dangerous.
Maria, my name is Rico. I'm here to help you.
I don't know anybody named Rico.
I understand. I am friends with your father.
And her face goes white as a sheet and she hides.
He's mad at me. I did bad things.
He still loves you.
At this moment, Luna's crying.
He will always love you.
I can't hurt anybody here.
I'm here to help you make sure that never happens again.
And you feel like a warm glow come across you, and your back is like you feel a weight, like, but it's like a comforting blanket put over your shoulders.
Okay,
just so you know that something happened. It's a positive thing, though.
Okay. And if Damon was there, he would see the guardian angel still over your shoulder.
Totally different one. Huh. This convent, it has mojo. Like the person who built this place was a saint, like a certified saint. Who wanted to make sure that her women were taken care of. So she made a pact with Big G, little O, little D to make this a haven. There's a reason it's never been knocked down. It's never been messed with. It is just safe as houses. Cartels will come after it. They didn't get in, you know, like this is a safe place.
Is there a teleportation circle for here?
No.
God, no. If you try...
Word of recall is the only thing that'll work.
Exactly. And teleport will always put you into the sanctuary. Because that's where all the magic is that would stop you from hurting people.
And the sanctuary is her
room? Where we landed.
Where the sanctuary is. Mm-hmm.
And you looked over and you saw the door where she was at. Mm-hmm. So Marina just, she says, I
don't want to hurt anybody anymore.
That's why I'm here, Maria. I'm here to help you.
And she just like balls up and just like gets, she becomes as small as a grown ass woman can, just like curled into nothing. And she doesn't respond. She's just like shaking back and forth. And she reaches over and she taps the speaker to make it a little louder.
Okay.
And you notice like she calms a little bit. She calms down a little bit and she's just rocking back and forth.
Okay. I will.
Natalie, what is Luna doing right now besides crying?
She's like in the doorway and she sees that that's happening and is like,
this is not the woman who raised you.
No. Would she know anything to help at all to try and calm her down?
You could roll an insight, maybe. Or you could.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
No. I'm going to ask a question that I'm pretty sure I know what the answer is. When they walked into the room, we were cut off from the
lamp. Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, but.
Yeah.
All right.
You can still hear me.
No.
Oh, gee, thanks. No, I can't.
I'm cut off from the
lamp. I'm standing next to you. You can still hear me.
I'm rolling insight.
Yeah, real quick.
I've seen doctors with better handwriting.
Oh, dang.
Live with it.
I'm going to do a lucky.
You should see my handwriting. It's trash, too. I type everything out.
So lucky. Much work. It's so much worse. What the fuck?
Two luckies.
Two luckies down. Okay, that feels like it's better. It's a 13 plus 5.
Have an 18.
Yeah, 18.
Any physical contact right now
would help. No bad.
You don't know. It's either really good or really bad. But right now, she is doing her best to isolate herself. She's like hiding underneath, like only her head is poking out from underneath the sheet as she's backed up against the wall. She is terrified, and with your emotional sense, Rico sees that the only thing running through her is abject terror. She knows who she should be. She knows who she was.
She remembers everything that she's done.
No, but she just
knows that she's a monster.
She knows. She sees. She's woken up when there was like bodies around her, and then see people screaming and running away from her. So she knows that she's the one who caused that. She may not know how, but
Luna approaches slowly, and then she's on the bed. Luna sits on the ground in front of her and goes, "Maria,
yeah,
my name's Luna.
Oh, hi, Luna.
Can I show you something really cool?"
Sure. And her head, she pokes like her eye out to look at you.
Could I do it in my hand?
You have a very wonderful options that sitting in your bag.
And they have my bag.
Can she still use the fairy statue?
It's bound to her, so yeah.
Could she call the fairy and have it, like, not heal anybody, but just, like, dance?
Be there.
Glitter power check?
I'll allow it.
Okay, I was going to do that, or I was going to do in my hands be, like, sparkles and fireworks, but I feel like the fairy would make more sense.
So, yeah, roll me a glitter power check.
Don't fuck me over. And so a 9 plus 15...
24 makes it, yeah.
But isn't it more? It's more than 15, right? No, I said 15. They kept it.
He put the corrections in.
Okay, make sure. Yep.
So, you know, the fairy starts to dance, and this is beautiful haunted like dance that almost goes with the. It looks like it's synced to the music, and she goes,
"That's so pretty."
Yeah.
I don't make anything pretty. I just destroy
things. I don't think you destroy things.
You just lied. Did you lie to her just now?
No. This Maria hasn't destroyed anything.
She hasn't done anything wrong.
No.
Not even. This age is pre what she did to her siblings.
So like, could I then do in my hands then fireworks and show like this is.
Is there any noise with that?
I don't. There shouldn't be.
I'm asking you. This is
a power. Do you want to do fire damage or do you want to do thunder damage?
This is a power. This is a power check. Is there noise or not?
Do you make noise with it? This is up to you if you choose to or not.
I would not know.
So bright, more bright, like glitter and sparkly.
Yeah.
And then she kind of like pulls the the sheet down, so it's just covering like her lower body, you know, like her lower half. And she says, "It's so pretty.
Yeah.
I just hide here all the time. They give me books to read, but I'm not good at reading. I'm only 5.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any books that have pictures in them?
Yeah, they bring me, and she, there's like a she opens a drawer, and instead of clothes in the top drawer, it's just full of like children's picture books.
Mm-hmm. Is there any in there that are noteworthy?
Like there's a bunch of them, like a few of them are obviously religious, but then there are other ones like Dr. Seuss and stuff like that. Like it's very, mm-hmm.
There's one or two I Spy books mixed
exactly.
in there.
It's stuff like that. It's like, this is what you would give a child who's locked away and can't get out into the world. Mm-hmm.
And can you show us which one's your favorite?
And she points to one that has it's one with it's a picture book. It's Goodnight Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, she says, because I like to look out at the moon. Because she's up, you know, there's like a, it's like a slit, like an arrow slit style window that right. She can look out. It's got bars across it, but she can look out and see the moon.
I like looking out at the moon too. I like looking at the stars.
Yeah, it feels important for some reason, but I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the name of the moon is?
Luna. Yes, you do.
Luna.
A.K.A. your mom named you after
the moon.
You might.
She always loved the moon.
Yeah. And then I should.
And so you can use that.
Yeah. Do you know, you remember my name?
Luna, like the moon.
Yeah. Like the moon, yeah.
You can use that line too.
What?
Your mom loved the moon too.
My, oh my God. Yeah.
You're not lying.
I know. My mom loved the moon too.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that this back and forth goes on for like a little bit. Yeah, and
it's like a solid, like, but to get anything meaningful out of her, it takes at least a solid hour.
I'm meaning like she's getting to the point where she can like she's gained a bit of trust no trust.
She is broken and she knows it.
Okay.
And she knows that if she opens up, she hurts people.
Right.
Or she thinks that if she opens up, she hurts people.
Even versus a person with a 30 charisma, she won't open up.
Roll me persuasion. At disadvantage.
What's the lighting level right now?
Crappy. No, there's no bright light in here.
Do you have proficiency?
Actually, no. Hold on. The lighting's fine. The lighting is very good because it's to make it feel bright.
Yeah.
So you can roll it flat because advantage and disadvantage.
Yeah. So roll one die. You have a very good bonus, and I would be helping, but
it wouldn't
it
help.
Doesn't do anything so except she could use my proficiency if she's not proficient.
Should I just go with the first one I rolled then? Because I rolled 2.
I'll give you a choice. Either you can take the lower of those or you can reroll.
Because I rolled a 12 plus my 15.
Is that your lower?
That's my lower.
I'll let you take that, or you can reroll. Whichever you prefer.
Hey, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give another suggestion?
I'll allow it.
If this is a very important roll and you don't think we're going into combat,
mm-hmm.
you want to crank up that number by 8 more
Ooh.
For a minute?
But I feel like I would scare her.
Yeah.
I would scare her immediately.
But her charisma goes up too.
That would scare her.
And that would be terrifying.
All of a sudden, she starts to glow. Yeah.
Okay.
Good thought.
But yeah.
Also, this is a check over the course of an hour. It wouldn't.
All right. Table. I have a 12 plus my 15. Should I reroll it?
12 beats the average. If you reroll, you're more likely to roll under the 12.
So keep it. Keep
Unless
it.
So you want to do
what is your bonus?
Plus 15.
Plus 15. So
she's
27.
Proficient.
27. Do you think a 27?
27's pretty good.
Okay.
But you can add your inspiration die you have right now to the roll.
No,
it's been an hour.
Saving that.
No, because it only lasts 10 minutes.
No. Well, that. But I have a singular inspiration left that I've been holding on to. Oh, I have 2.
I figured Natalie would give you an inspiration before you did anything major.
Yeah.
And a bardic inspiration die.
Yeah. And I can't.
She can just keep giving them to you too, because.
Yeah. Okay, so keep my 27 is the consensus. Everyone's got good with that. I'm keeping my 27. 27. The final answer.
The DC was 25. She does start to open up, and then finally she's sitting like legs crossed,
mm-hmm.
Kind of looking out at you, and she says, "What? I really like talking to you, but why are you here?
Riku and I want to help you."
But the nice sisters came and tried to help me, but all it did was hurt.
We're different.
And you can see like she's got like burns.
Yeah, we're gonna do a different
on her neck, and like right, it looks like they're like the remnants of puncture marks.
I can feel the
yeah
seed,
and the holy water hurt a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna attempt something different, okay. And I'm willing to sit with you. I'll. I'll hold your hand.
And you feel like a
this can I do mentally or do I just say would this mess you up? This. Would I mess this up if I'm holding her hand?
I intended to take you with me.
Fucking roll,
you take her hand and you feel like a reverberation between you two. Mm-hmm. You haven't held your mom's hand since you got powers.
That's so true.
There's a resonance that's like uncanny. It's when she says,
"That feels nice."
Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to help, I'm willing to try.
Okay.
Do you mind if I hold hands with you as well?
Okay. And hold out, and there's a, and then you hold hands, and there's a boom, boom, boom. You've never held hands with your mom in your life.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, and you can feel it.
What about when we hold hands?
And when you do that, it completes a cycle. Boom, 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 boom. And it's accelerating, but it doesn't feel bad. Mm-hmm. It feels.
Shinsuke, do you hear ticking?
Good.
As they take 5 big steps away from the sanctuary.
It feels like if you. I could tell you mechanically, or I could tell you like metaphysically. Which would you prefer first?
I would like metaphysically, because then I will know what you're talking about.
So it's like your powers are feeding back and forth.
Yeah.
But you're getting stronger. I mean, it probably won't last, but this is like, it's amping you up. And it's amping all the powers you have up. Like, because there's a biological function. Mm-hmm. You guys all have very explosive powers, so they want to flow, and they're being given an outlet.
Okay. We've held hands before and nothing's happened, but it's because she's here.
Correct. She's acting as, essentially, she's...
Conduct.
Her ignition is triggering it.
Okay. So... When,
she would have been an external booster if she had gone, if she had lasted and been able to go down the path she was supposed to. She would have been able to make other people's powers stronger versus using the aggressive.
Ignite their spark.
Correct.
Okay.
Grow their spark into a raging flame, as the stupid power centers say.
That was not where I was going with it. What's her power set called?
I already said ignition, yeah.
Yeah. She ignites their... Yeah. It's clever. I like it.
I did feel good about it when I came up with it.
So, we enter.
Well, before we do that,
I gave all three.
Yes,
but in the last 10 minutes.
Oh no, I give you another one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that's 4 use now.
Yep, I'm adding it now.
All right. So then we'll start the with her approval. We'll start the psychic surgery, and
she says okay, and she like braces. Mm-hmm. And then the power keeps surging through, and she loosens up. Mm-hmm. You're going to make this initial roll at advantage, because essentially she's allowing you through her wards,
cool,
or through whatever broken bullshit's inside her.
And can we operate with Natalie's plus?
I'm taking her with. We can do the average, because that's what we did the last time. We had multiple people.
Yeah, you can do that.
So your charisma bonus plus my charisma bonus
15.
It's 15.
So half of that is
7. And
7 plus the 5 for proficiency, so plus 12.
And you don't have expertise in that one?
No, because
it's specialized. Okay, yes.
Well, I got psychotherapy, and you never really gave me a power. You know,
you're using psychotherapy for your psychic surgery roles.
Which is charisma plus proficiency.
Correct, yes.
There is no expertise yet.
Correct. So you have 12.
Plus 12.
Yep, and you have a D8.
I have a D8 I could use if I need to.
But you have advantage for the first roll.
Correct.
You can do it.
So this is just the initial, like,
this is getting
dive in. Yeah. And she's letting you in, so you have advantage.
Well, there's a 17 as the lower die.
On the lower die?
And an 18 on the higher one. Hell so yeah. 30.
All right, perfect. You slip in like...
Butter.
Like that she opened the door wide open and just invited you through.
Awesome.
And it is... It's really strange. There's... 2 thought lines.
Uh-oh.
Not 1.
Mm. That's strange.
Like, well, it's like
a split personality situation.
And you look down it, and you see the one is just stunted. Like, it's very short. You know, it looks like there's a big old gap in it with a very thin line leading to where it was. Mm-hmm. And you see, like, throughout like the last 10 years, there have been tiny gaps. And you see when she wrote the letter. You see when, you know, the one time she was cheering at Luna's sword match. Like very little, like, teeny tiny snippets. You see,
I picture that one being like a silver.
The happiest, like a silvery gold.
Silver with like turquoise mixed in.
Yes. And then you see like the dark black, the like black and red up above it. And then you see when she dropped you off, and you see like this flash of her, of real Maria crying as she drops the baby off at her dad's house. And then you see up above her flying away and looking around like something's wrong, but she couldn't remember where it went.
Okay.
And then you go back and back and back. And so you finally get back to before you do this, how much do you investigate the dark line? Because it is, you. If you do this ghost properly, you will cut it off.
I will look through it. I want to.
So
see
what are you looking for? Well, it's someone's whole. It's 20 years of someone's life. Right. I'm sorry. It's 30 years of someone's life. It's almost 40 years of someone's life. It's she was like what? She was 18 when she had you.
I had timelines.
You're 20.
20.
So she's almost 40, so almost 35 years of dark that you're looking through. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
So what are you looking for?
Well, Mike knows what he should be looking for, but Rico is... Well, for starters, we'll look for anything involving lightning. We'll also look for anything involving Mr. Pointy.
So for lightning, you see her crash land into a cornfield and then be taken in by lightning. That was when you after you were born, in her first fight with her dad.
The big fight with...
Yeah. And you see like lightning essentially indoctrinating her and then reintroducing her to Mr. Sanguin.
Ah.
Like she had shaken it off at one point, but it was still coloring her everything.
Yeah.
That's who she was. Other times you see like her being berated by lightning about how she's treating the kids too softly. They need to be hardened. They need to be, you know, how she should get rid of the males and find females, like, and have more.
Very siren.
Yes, but you find out Lightning had no siren connection. She was a sympathizer, but was no direct connection.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And then you find Mr. Sanguin only checked in with her like 5 or 6 times throughout, you know. But whenever he did, it was like she went stock still and he talked and asked her questions and she answered honestly because she didn't have a choice.
Gotcha.
And the most recent one is the day she came to the convent and he beat her within an inch of her life because she resisted his
influence.
His influence for the first time that he saw.
She wanted to be free of him.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that's why she came here.
And the last thing you see before it goes to Mary is her using her powers to go as far away as possible.
Okay.
Just channeling everything she had into away.
Yeah.
And that's how she ended up in Mexico City.
Okay. So that's good. We'll go further back, though, too, as well, beyond...
What are you looking for?
Anything involving Sanguine.
It's just check-ins. Like, are you...
All the way back to when she was 5?
We'll get there eventually. So you see like her saying, like, yes, you're making sure that your husband has all he needs for his campaign. Make sure he asks for a donation from CARE. I have a particular, you know, fund for him. Make sure that you put this particular wordage in his request. It'll trigger a thing in the system. Very much, he was stuffing the ballot box in his benefit. And basically, like, make sure he has these points in his campaign. Make sure that he honors them. CARE isn't going to pay any taxes. Like it was very much a I want the next mayor in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do everything I can to make this man the next mayor. Okay. So that's what you get from that. And then you go back to when she was 5.
Yeah.
And you see her just kind of playing at the park because, you know, it was pretty safe back then. You know. It was a park in the Gold Coast. There's super, you know, Capes kids. I mean, there's 25 Capes kids. And, you know, you see retired Capes just laughing and, like, enjoying each other's company in this truly safe environment. And then, like, a thunder... And you see El Combustion sitting with his wife.
It's our first time seeing her.
Yeah.
And you see... You
Other know, than pictures.
Yeah. And you see she's radiant with, you know, the long brown hair... You know, tied up and like a dude with a handkerchief behind her head, and she's just laughing, and she's like, "Oh, Hector, you're too much." And she just, with a much better, with a Spanish accent that I'm not going to do. Spanish, not Mexican.
Oh, wait.
Hmm? Yes?
When she was meeting with our dad, was that also being...
Yeah, no, Lightning set that up. Well, you knew that.
Okay.
You knew that Lightning set her up with your dad.
No, our biological dad.
Oh, yeah, you see that. No, those
is
those
that like define Sanguine?
No, those are moments of passion that Sanguine let her have.
Okay.
I thought
that's all I was asking.
Quote, okay. He's good stock. I'll take it.
Okay, continue.
So you see, you know, the kids playing, and you see Maria playing nicely with the other kids.
By the way, grandmother's name is Hannah.
Yeah.
So just throwing that in. I had to actually look it up because I didn't remember.
And so Hector says, Hannah, Hannah, you are my light. Do you have what she died of?
I closed it. I'm stupid.
Because I think I know what happened to her, but I want to remember.
I was going to say Boomzant.
So you know that your grandmother died in an attack from Necro roughly 3 years after this point.
Okay.
So she was 8, so it would have been in 85 because she was born in 77.
Yes.
Which means that she is currently, it is 2026. So that would make her 49 years old.
If she's had her birthday already.
Correct. So 48 or 49. So she is older than I thought she was. But and that, which means that she was older when she had you. But we fixed it.
Yep.
And you see like a thundercloud, you know, comes up. But there's a weather-related super, a cape there, who's like, I got it, guys. And he makes puts like a barrier of perfect weather around the park so they can keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy powerful, just like I'm the weather guy and meteorologist man, like because it's like a terrible name, like everyone made fun of him for it, but you know what,
he owned it.
Weatherman, are you kidding me?
Joe Morovsky really passed on the weatherman.
He's the weatherman. Joe Morovsky, not at all related to Joe Morovsky, the weatherman from American Ninja Warrior. Characters in this podcast are not related to think living or dead.
While the people in this podcast are related or seem like they act like people portrayed in the media, they actually are not. That
we
whatever
are
that
actually
is.
Just robots.
But either way, but yeah, he's like, got it, guys, and he's, you know, he throws up a perfect global weather, and you see Maria kicks a ball and it rolls out of the weather sphere. She says, "Okay, get it, guys," and then she runs off and gets snatched. Just like out of the shadows of a bush, just a shadowy claw reaches out and grabs her and just pulls her in and then bites her on the neck right there. And you see, like, she's a kid. There's no defenses.
Yeah. She didn't have powers.
Didn't have her powers yet. And says, "You'll be a great seedling. Oh, it sprouted already. Your powers are coming in. This should be fun. Go back to play, little girl." And it hands her the ball. Which you now see had a tether of shadow wrapped around it.
Yeah.
And then sends her back in. And you see, like, and then you look and you see it hasn't deviated yet. It hasn't, like, split perfectly.
But there's shadows along the line.
And it's, like, tethering up to the other line. Yeah. Like, it's trying to make it. And then you see, like, the fight before she, you know, killed her sister.
Okay.
Like, and she was getting rude and worse. And then you see, like, she just snapped, and she goes fully to the darkness, and that's her the rest of time.
Okay.
Where do you make the severance?
Well, I'm going to ask specifically. Look to Luna, and you know, my personal preference would be before the the ball got moved or pulled.
Taken, yeah.
We just completely erase that.
Are you able to?
Which means you're blowing away 45 years of history.
Yes.
Okay. As long as you know what's happening.
Yeah.
I
would try and keep the... No, we just gotta... We have
clean
to
cut.
Clean cut, scorched earth.
Burn a bitch down.
Because if she remembers the little bits...
But you see the seed is living. It is moving. And it's kind of slithering up and down the line of the dark memories. And it's like snapped out at you, but you just and deflected it.
Yeah, I've got that Dracula shield.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and she just hides behind you.
Yeah,
mentally he's stronger than you.
Yeah,
in this way at least.
So, let's see.
And you know, and you know that you could reach in and talk to her at any one point by pulling a memory out. but you don't know how that would shake out.
Yeah. So I have an idea that we can do to help reset everything for her.
Okay.
Give her her childhood back. Okay. It will be different. It will be difficult. We need to find somebody who can help us, but...
So you feel a warm glow, and then a equivalent, like, 1 foot tall little thing, like, looks like a Cupid.
Okay.
Pops in and says, "Hey, you, I got this. You get rid of the black shit, and I'll take care of the rest."
All right. Thank you.
Name's Filio.
Of course your name is Filio.
Nice to meet you.
Cherubim of the Lord, you know, the whole shit.
Why are you here?
I came in with you. I was on his back.
Oh.
Thought I felt something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hang out with a good one. He's, you know, different family, but good stock.
Yeah, he's good people. You're good people.
Generally speaking. I'm not perfect, but hey, who is? Hey.
All right. So, I'll get working. Clean cut. Scorched earth. Obviously not the ability scorched earth, because that's a whole other story.
Continue.
All right. So, we'll start with the psychic surgery.
And this is right before she runs to get the ball, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you checked earlier, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Just, I lost you. I'll give you that. Because you didn't say you looked, but I'm going to assume you did.
Well, this is, you know, Mike knowing out of game knowledge that, you know, this was the starting point. And,
mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I would have looked further and made sure there was nothing else. So, yeah. So just one die, right? Can I use some of my sorcery points to give myself advantage? I have metamagics for...
Well, you can use it to reroll, but you can't use it to give yourself advantage. Because there's no power. Is there a thing that gives you advantage on the check?
I don't think so. Why would you reroll misses?
It's just a reroll. Okay. But it also tells you if it's a miss. Because you can only reroll a miss.
Yeah.
Would enhance ability help him?
And yes. Yes, okay. It would.
I give you enhance ability.
Charisma. Which ability?
What are you rolling?
Charisma.
So I'm going to give you Eagle's Splendor.
So what does that do roll-wise?
Advantage.
It gives you advantage.
On every roll you make with Charisma moving forward for the next hour.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And also she's already buffing you by 2 points from her ability score being higher. Yep.
All right. I will get started.
There you go.
First roll. I'm assuming I need to make multiple rolls.
Uh-huh.
Does he still have Bardic Inspiration?
Yep.
You still have
you
it?
Do.
Okay, good.
First roll is 13 on the high die plus 12 for 25.
You do have a Bardic Inspiration.
I do. I'm going to try my reroll first just to...
Would you like me to tell you how many rolls there are in total?
Yes.
You know that if in a perfect result, there will be 3 rolls from starting here.
Okay.
And
is it reaching a total?
No. Each individual threshold. And in an imperfect world, it's only 2 rolls.
That sounds like fucking things up horribly.
Yeah. I do have 2 inspiration, though.
So do I.
So.
Would you like to use one of your sorcery points first?
Yes. I want to roll higher. Wrong notebook. There we go. One of my ungodly sorcery points.
Correct.
Did you roll for today?
Yes. I rolled a 5.
Nice.
Okay.
So then I re-roll both or just one?
Both. I'll let you roll both.
Cool. So 13 was the high. Those ones are significantly lower by 10.
That is. So that is a total of 25. Are you happy with that result?
No.
I'm going to throw the.
Now, she doesn't. You do not get it back.
Another one.
Okay.
I know.
So okay, just letting you know.
But we have the inspirations to keep rolling. Okay. So the first one gets.
So would you like would you like an inspiration?
I rolled a 1 on the die.
So it's 26.
It's a 26 for the first roll.
Okay.
I think that threshold's going to be like he's going to be an asshole and be like 30. You know?
I think he is setting up as a tier, so the first one will be easier than the later ones are tougher.
Yeah.
Like a 20, then a 25, then a 30.
Yeah.
Or 15, 20, usually. 25.
Do you feel like you need to?
I want to do better, but I don't know how much better we can get.
So 26 is your final answer.
For the first set, yeah.
Alright. So you make the cut and it is clean until right at the end. And then it kinda jags jogs a little bit and she cries out in pain, but you know that You've done a pretty damn good job. All right. Now, you need to steal the end of the cut.
Yeah.
Roll again. And you can give another Bardic Inspiration die if you'd like.
You can do it! Don't fuck it up!
So that is a 16.
Plus?
Plus 12 for 28. And the 26 was not good enough, so we definitely want to dial that up further, right?
Yeah. You have a new inspiration die.
And I have more sorcery points.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to do that first.
Okay. Use that first. So 16 is the high.
I said, like, fuck you.
And we'll throw in the Bardic Inspiration for a plus 7.
That 35?
Yeah.
Yep, 35.
You managed to shear off that last bit you didn't get last time.
Good.
And you sail it off in a nice, perfect little thing. Now I need one last roll from you. And I'm telling you this, that this is a truly, like, no matter what you did, you succeeded at this point.
Yeah.
It's how much trauma's left that you're reducing.
Okay.
This is the, essentially, this is the, you can feel Filiel warping her body as you do this.
Okay.
And you know for a fact that essentially, you're trying to shove an adult's mind back into the body of a child he's building.
Okay.
He's rebuilding.
All right.
So you need to figure out how you're going to, because her muscle memory is still there. Like,
gotcha.
Like, you need to figure out how to do it and not break her, not have her have these adult tendencies, you know, because it's subconscious things that are still left behind. Because the memory is fixed, but now it's the subconscious you got to fix.
Right.
So, it's truly a graduate level of success. Now you can give him another Bardic Inspiration die if you want.
Thank you.
Don't fuck this up.
No shit.
Can I have Team Flashman close their eyes, please? I'm going to show them the perfect result. All right. You may now, God, you may now proceed. You guys
freaking sign languaging it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He held up numbers.
And then where they responded, like, oh, shit.
Rob held up numbers and he was correct.
Oh, yeah. Wow, really? Okay.
I guessed it right on.
Good job.
All right, so there's a 16 on the die for the higher one, and a 15 for the lower one.
Okay.
Do you want to throw in a...
28 does not feel like it would make it. We need to dial it up as best we can.
So sorcery points first.
Yep.
You still have my Bardic Inspiration.
Yep.
You can change dice, too. Like, you've rolled the same dice each time.
Yes.
This is the moment where you need
that natural 20. He doesn't want to switch to cursed dice. I feel like. He's at least been rolling high.
All right, there's an 18. So 30 at the base. And we add the Bardic Inspiration. Mm-hmm. With an 8. 38.
Is that your final answer?
I swear.
Are you sure you don't want to try for a 40?
That
I don't think I can get a 40.
Holy shit, 40
would be literally perfect.
Nat 20, yeah.
Nat 20 would be the only thing that could get me that. So there's only a 10% chance I could roll that.
If he was like, it's 40, he'd be the biggest asshole on the face of the planet. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. So Paul, how do we do?
As they retrieve the Nerf gun. Art, would you like to tell them what the number that Rob showed me that I agreed was the perfect result?
Oh, it was 45. No, it was 35.
I was
going to
say,
Rob is just a dick. I deserve that. I still like the expression on their faces.
Oh.
Also,
if you have to look it up. Same thing with a noise floor.
Yeah.
No,
it's good to have a noise on the noise floor because it stops you from blowing.
I know, but that was
out.
Also me.
It was all of us.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So,
sounds like ringtone material.
So
it was 45. What?
As you work, you're expertly trimming out like tendencies, like, you know, favorite foods and things like that, because all of those are tinged with like the person she wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
And you finally get it down to, you leave behind like little sparks of joy, just because having a little more joy in your life is never bad.
The moon.
Exactly. Things like that. And And then as you you exit the mine and you're like, I've done as best a job, and you clean up as you leave, you know, you make sure all the sparks, and as you come out, you're holding a black sphere. And it roils inside, and it like shakes in your hand.
All right.
And you look down and you see a 5-year-old girl sitting on the bed. Looks just like the girl in the picture. Just like the girl in the memory.
All right.
And she says, "Hi, I'm Maria. Who are you?" Hi. And with that,
asshole.
It's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.